This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate passed a $484 billion funding bill and additional funding for small businesses and hospitals Tuesday. It was the latest in a series of congressional efforts to address the historic economic and public health crises caused by the outbreak of coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted his support for the measure that replenishes funding for parts of the largest relief package in U.S. history, the $2 trillion CARES Act that lawmakers passed last month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told reporters Tuesday that House lawmakers are being asked to return to Washington, D.C. by early Thursday to pass the legislation. Trump would then be able to sign the measure into law. The majority of the additional funding will be targeted at small businesses that missed out on an earlier pool of rescue money. Hoyer said the $320 billion in new funding for the Paycheck Protection Program includes assistance specifically directed to women and minority-owned businesses, as well as individuals who do not have access to banks. Under the act, if a business used the aid to pay employees during the next 2 months, then the government will assume responsibility for the costs, and the business will not have to pay it back. The program was enormously popular, running out of funds within days of its April 7th launch date. Robert Redfield, the director of U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Tuesday the second wave of infections of coronavirus this winter could be more deadly than the first. The number of COVID-19 cases in the United States is creeping up close to 800,000. More than 42,000 people have died from respiratory disease caused by the new strain of coronavirus. But with 22 million people unemployed, the impatience to get back to normal is growing. Last weekend, there were protesters in Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, and Washington demanding an end to the shutdowns. VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he'll suspend immigration to the United States for 60 days due to the coronavirus outbreak. He announced the news in a tweet late Monday, confirmed it at a news conference on Tuesday. He said the executive order that will mandate the suspension will be produced by Wednesday morning. He said this is being done because of an economic concern, and said the decision to continue the suspension past 60 days will depend on the country's economic health. Halting immigration to the United States could affect hundreds of thousands of visa holders and people hoping to apply for permanent resident green cards. The United States has nearly one-third of all reported COVID-19 cases in the world, according to the Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking cases. In March, the Trump administration closed the Mexican and Canadian borders to non-essential travel. It also barred entry to any foreign nationals who had, in the past 14 days, had been in China, Iran, or some of the countries in Europe. The continuing drop in crude oil prices is causing losses for investors and deepening the economic crisis worldwide. Stocks nosedived for a second day Tuesday, followed by a further drop in oil futures. Major market indices also recorded losses at the closing of the day Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2.7%. The S&P 500 lost 3.1%, and the Nasdaq closed 3.5% lower. With ground and air transportation almost at a standstill in some places, there is a glut of oil on the market. Buyers are hard to find. Oil producers are struggling to find enough storage. In the U.S., the United States, the benchmark crude oil for June delivery fell 43.4% to close at $11.57 a barrel on Tuesday. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced Tuesday that two separate British research teams are making significant progress on a COVID-19 vaccine, with one of them planning to run trials on people starting as soon as Thursday. At a news briefing in London, Hancock said researchers at both the Imperial College of London and Oxford University are moving into the trial stage with their potential vaccines. He said the Oxford team, which has been closely working with Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, is prepared to begin conducting clinical trials on people this week. He said the government is allocating about $25 million to fund their effort. And 23 people are now confirmed dead after Canada's worst mass shooting in its history this weekend. It happened in the eastern province of Nova Scotia. One of the victims was a 23-year veteran of the police force. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. Oh.